Our text for meditation this morning is taken from Psalm 119, verse 75, and it will also be the theme for our meditation. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. So are you ready for summer? The countdown is over, isn't it, Kirsten? Nothing but blue skies ahead. Most of us, like the 70 sent out by Jesus in Luke chapter 10, we're going to be going out from underneath the safety net of these tall green pines and out into the world for the summer. Some of us for good. And no matter what you have planned, we have one thing in common. We are more than conquerors in Christ. Whether you have a simple plan for the summer or have a busy one, one thing is sure. The Lord will put opportunities in front of us to let our light shine before men. The next 3 months, as well as every time you leave this campus, it's a God-given opportunity to put your faith into action. So what does any of this have to do with affliction? Well, we are Christians. The two go hand in hand. The life of a believer doesn't always seem like sunshine and roses. Therefore, our text rings true in a unique way. But why would a loving God afflict his people? Job's friends, they wondered as much. But despite what the world might think and how we might feel, we say with conviction, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Our God humbles those whom he loves. Because of this truth, we can rejoice, even in the most difficult times and trials. We know that the difficulty in our life is proof that God loves us. Just like dorm parents discipline their children in love, our Heavenly Father disciplines his children in love. Christians have a completely different outlook than those who live in unbelief. Unbelievers, they can only sense God's wrath. For the Christian, however, afflictions and trials are a sign of God's grace. And not only that, but have you ever considered them as a special gift that points to Jesus? We're all too rehearsed in saying, "Why, Lord," in the midst of afflictions. Maybe we should practice saying, "Thank you, Lord." There isn't a day that goes by that any of us are able to avoid sin. We might think we have a pretty good handle on outward sins, the ones that most people would notice. But then there's that problem of our sinful nature, sins of the heart, and that little nuisance called the tongue. They cause us to sin continuously. They cause us to sin in what we think and in what we say, and they cause us to sin in what we think and what we don't say. In other words, we all sin all the time in thought, word, and action. So God in his righteous judgments will afflict us. He will humble us on a regular basis. Why does he do this? And how exactly is that loving? Well, from my experience, I tend to lean on God the hardest. I tend to pray more fervently. I tend to seek his forgiveness most often when I'm in the midst of something that is really hard or trying in my life. Those times when God causes me to realize yet again, I can't handle things on my own. I know, O Lord, yet your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. You see, God allows us to go through difficult trials and afflictions, not because he wants to punish us for our sin, not because he has turned his face away from us or abandoned us. If that were the case, he never would have sent his son to save us. He afflicts us to draw us back to himself and his word, to bring us to repentance, to point us to Jesus. Jesus is the only solution for our sin. Finally, what I ultimately want to impress on you today is this. God forbid we ever see our Christianity, our being armed and equipped with the message of the gospel, as an affliction. Our constant exposure here at Emmanuel to the Word of God is a wonderful blessing, a blessing many people never have. You have been given an effective day-to-day routine, a routine that if you stick to, it will help you keep on the narrow path and close to your Savior. Jesus, through his word, gives us the spiritual strength that we desperately need every day. Because living a Christian life amid an ever-increasing wicked world around us can be hard. Proclaiming Christ crucified to seemingly hostile enemies outside these walls, it can be daunting to our sinful nature. It can be really awkward at times. It's easy to want to just throw up our arms in defeat. If you can't beat them, join them. The devil will tempt you to think as much. But don't listen to him. He's a liar. Not even for a second. God will continue to put gospel-sharing opportunities before us all. Not just during this coming summer, but every day of our lives. We don't have to seek them out. Just be ready to act. He prepares them for us in advance. But these are the times when we will be especially tempted to be quiet and often fail to say anything at all. Divine appointments are a good name for these opportunities. They may be a complete stranger. They may be your best friend. They might be a family member. My time in the hospital with Hallie last year is a good example. I'd like to encourage all of us to continue to take time in God's word every day this summer and always, just as we have been doing here all year long. Ask God to help you abide in his word, and in doing so, the Holy Spirit, he'll prepare us for the times when these opportunities and also the afflictions come. And here's that special thing I mentioned earlier, the chastisements, the afflictions. They double as some of the most effective opportunities and experiences to witness biblical truth to whomever it is that God puts in front of you. God moving us once again to repentance or to trust in Jesus, it's a wonderful living illustration, one which speaks to his love and his mercy in our lives. We have a certain hope and a comfort that the world cannot give. But the world can see it in the responses of a Christian. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. God's word has the power to transform our minds, to make us accept and view these afflictions and chastisements for our sin as loving gifts. Gifts given to us by God to point us and to point others to the Savior, to his life, his death, and finally, his resurrection, which is our resurrection. Other Christians or unbelievers may see you going through sickness, loss, persecution, slander, hardship, yes, with tears, but also finding comfort and joy in Jesus, in his love, and his promise to work all good according to his gracious will. Think of what a powerful testimony that will be. Confessing to them that whether it be in word or action, that despite deserving hardship and much worse, you are only focused on the fact that Christ lived a perfect life in your place. He suffered the pains of hell, pains far worse than we could ever suffer through or imagine here in this life. That this particular affliction will pass. It's merely a temporary curb and a loving guide during this life to cause me and you to trust in Jesus rather than ourselves. God's word can give you such an eternal outlook during these times. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Christ is the answer for all problems. He became sin for us, our biggest problem. For he, God the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And because we have been justified through faith in Christ, our sins have been atoned for, and God has pronounced us not guilty. We are the righteousness of God in him. All that we do is perfect in Christ. We are his ambassadors, especially in times of trial. And he will sanctify us and keep us during these times. It's my prayer that he strengthen us all to have this truth and this comfort constantly in the forefront of our minds, not only this summer, but in every season of our lives to come. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with hymn number 50. Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing.